January 2010, or 2010, as I'm going to be calling it. Now, we ended 2009 last week with a very interesting caller. He said, you know what? I think we need a new world order. And I had about 30 seconds to respond. But now I've got 3 hours to respond why we don't need a new world order. And I began to tell him, look, if a new world order meant world peace and harmony, the progress of man, the true, you know, global harmony that they speak of, that kind of new world order would be great. But first, let's take a look back at who is creating this new world order, who has been a proponent of a new world order previously. And when you read in between the lines, and sometimes you don't have to read in between any lines, you can read their own quotes, their own policy papers, their own autobiographies to see that this is not something that we want. And in a nutshell, the people that are promoting this so-called New World Order, which is going to be based on global democracy. They always say global democracy. Now, first of all, we're a constitutional republic for a reason. It's so that we have states' rights and we have federal rights. And those states' rights, in many instances, can supersede federal rights. So we're not really a democracy. Again, the founding fathers saw that mob rule could be a bad thing. See, 51% saying what the other 49% should do is not always a good thing. So that they had these different specifications. Sometimes it would be a two-thirds vote. It wouldn't just be, you know, you have a majority rule. And voting is a good thing. Again, they're not moving to any type of democracy. They are really empowering a technopoly that the military-industrial complex has evolved into. Because the military-industrial complex is so much bigger than the warning from President Dwight D. Eisenhower. Now, there'll be people like Richard Haass who just say, well, that doesn't exist. But if you listen to their rhetoric, you know, 10, 15 years ago, the Bilderberg Group didn't exist or it was a golf club. And now their chairman, Etienne Davignon, or Etienne Davignon, comes out in the open and he says, look, if we can create a type of a global currency or something like that, the way we created the euro in the 90s, that would be great. And he's referring directly to the Bilderberg Conference, which he chairs. The Bilderberg Group, named after a hotel, was founded by elites and royalty. People like Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands and his wife, Queen Beatrix, still goes. Bernhard's deceased. So really, you're having the same rulers try to consolidate power. That's what a new world order really means. And I've got a few articles, probably about a dozen or so, over the past week talking about a new world order and kind of guising what it really is, giving you this picture that, again, a new world order is a good thing. We need to move forward with this. Global government is great. We want a worldwide consciousness where we all speak the same language. And again, they pose it to you like you'll never have a job again. You'll never have to work. You'll have your own home. Everything will be taken care of, even within this Patriot movement. You know which movie I'm talking about. You know, not attacking the other points in the Zeitgeist features, but in Zeitgeist Addendum, when they talk about this wonder world where we're all going to live in harmony and we're going to have electronic railroads and everybody's going to love one another and no one's going to have a job, how does society actually work that way? People have to have desire. People have to have goals. People have to want to work towards something. And you hope that that something is a positive something. Not something evil, not something inherently to control the population, to control the world, to make others subservient towards you and your goals. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You know, during the course of this show, I'm really going to try to go into depth into the New World Order system of control, the modes of control that they use. Again, why this system does not benefit the average human being out there. And I hope that you still have your humanity left, folks. I hope that you still have compassion for others. I hope that you haven't been demoralized to the point where you are so numb to the pain of people in another country, in another region, in another location on this planet. Because in order to accept what the globalists want, what they are aiming for in this technopoly, you have to accept the mass genocide of billions of people, past and future, and really going on in the present. Maybe not billions dying right now in the present, but we know that they have a massive eugenics program in Africa and other third world nations. We know that we are waging hot wars in Afghanistan and Iraq with drone missile attacks in Pakistan and other regions of the world. We're beating the drums of war against Yemen and other parts of Africa at this very moment from a contrived non-event, These people are looking for a new world order by conquest or consent, and they are willing to go the hard route of conquest in order to get more consent, in order to consolidate power. And that's what's really going on. This isn't a huggy, love everybody, can't wait for one world to come together, Johnny nonsense, new age propaganda piece that they promote to you. Remember, we're saving you from global warming. We're going to stop the climate change. We're saving you from the evil terrorists, whether they be Muslim or white Al-Qaeda now. Whether they're bombing trains or getting on planes with underwear bombs, the magical underwear bomb, or they're able to achieve the greatest military terrorist attack in history with box cutters. And apparently no other help from anybody and no other help from any other governments out there for under $500,000. If you believe the propaganda that they spit out at you, the lies, the buffet of lies that are put out before you, and then you have to look under the table for crumbs of truth. But they're in the same location. They're in the same area, the same table. The mainstream media will sit there and do 1,000 articles about the underwear bomber and why we need new body scanning equipment in every single airport in this country. And those same body scanners have been around now for almost a decade on the shelves, developing, waiting for the moment, waiting to be poised to act. And now through a non-event, the United Kingdom has said, hey, we're doing it. The Dutch have said, hey, we're doing it. And even in New Jersey's airport, Newark airport, they're now going to implement the body scanners before the year's end. That's what the real New World Order program is. Did you like Total Recall when you walked through and you could see every part of your body? Only it was a skeleton then. There it's hip and cool. But it's not so hip and cool when it's your love handles hanging out and your private areas and your kids naked. For what? For a non-event, for a provocateur event in which the FBI have obfuscated the truth and lied to the American public. And now Obama is on that same bandwagon giving out speeches that, yes, Al-Qaeda was involved and we're going to get to the bottom of this plot. And don't worry, we have the drones to attack. I remember Thomas Barnett, probably about 6 or 7 years ago, giving this huge dissertation on the new Pentagon and the New World Order. And he discussed how in the future, I think he said 9 years from whatever that discussion was, that they would be able to pinpoint a terrorist anywhere in the world and hit them with a UAV or a satellite. Just a missile anywhere, just button, boom. And we're at that point in technology, unfortunately, where not only do you have the big dogs and, you know, the talk of really cyborg humans in the respects that, you know, the blind can now see. There's a project going on in the UK. They have the cameras now. We now have a man who can control a bionic arm with his mind. These things are actually happening and coming. And when you look at a big dog, you know, it really does look like a two-headed dog. It walks either way. But now they have the new biped that's more human looking. And technology marches on. And unfortunately, this same New World Order system that the elite talk about has technology march on without us involved after the culling of a massive amount of the world populace. They'll have the machines do their bidding. That's how crazy these people are. That's why we don't need a New World Order. And again, the denial of a New World Order is so yesterday's news when you have The Wall Street Journal declaring that the United States and China shall lead in the New World Order. When this is something that's been around for over a century, the idea of globalization, of one government. But again, the people at the head of this thing aren't looking out for you and me. It's not this goody-two-shoes, peacenik attitude where everybody's going to sing kumbaya together, folks. It's going to be a slave state control grid, where you are taxed to breathe, where you have actual cameras in your homes. And it doesn't even have to be somebody in the government that's looking at you. This is happening now in the United Kingdom. Internet Eyes is taking on the general populace, saying they're going to give them cash prizes to stop and fight crime. Because the real statistics are that even though there are, I believe it's, 14,000 cameras out there, one for every three people in the United Kingdom. No, it might be one in every 14 people. I'm sorry. But the average person in London is recorded 300 times a day. Yeah, it solves one in 1,000 crimes. So now they're using that as a push, as an excuse to have people watch and tattle privately. And these CCTV cameras are now being brought into homes, inside homes,
for quote-unquote sin-bin families, the worst of the worst. The worst of the worst, folks. They always use the worst example first to encroach on your freedoms, get you acclimated, get you used to it, and then pull the trigger and do it to the rest of us. That's what this system is. And it's going to be cute and funny, and a lot of us will already be acclimated because we'll have the latest Xbox controller, which is hooked into the internet via Xbox Live, is a body scanner, has voice recognition, and essentially will distribute information over the internet. Oh, I trust Microsoft. I trust Google. Why is Google working with NASA? Have you seen Google Earth lately? Have you seen the massive amounts of information that are openly available to the public? Can you imagine what the military programs are like? And again, this will only aid them in their slave grid. All right, I'm going to start taking callers. 888-201-2244. I'm going to get into some of these articles. In the next decade, I hope to become more radical. This A Decade of Self-Delusion by Pat Buchanan. That one's really profound. Digging Out or Digging Deeper. Welcome to the Multipolar Century. And many more, all dealing with this quote-unquote new world order. All right, let's go to our first caller. Let's go to Michael in Florida. Michael, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I wanted to say a couple things. First off, I was at a very special place New Year's Eve. Second off, I want to say something about Illuminati symbolism.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, well, first of all, New Year's Eve, I was at Janet Reno's house, Janet Reno.
Really? You were at Janet Reno's house? How did you get to do that?
Oh, well, my mom's friend, she knows a lot of politicians, and she's actually her godmother, I believe.
Okay.
And Janet Reno, she I didn't really get to ask her about anything, but she was nice. And her niece is actually in We Are Change, and she's a truther.
Really? And how'd you find that out?
Well, I was talking, and I said that I'm part of We Are Change, and I like InfoWars, Alex Jones, and Jason Berman. So she goes, really, me too. And we started talking about 9/11, and she just looked at my YouTube videos that I make. And I just thought, and I was going to maybe next time I see her, ask her if she supported a new 9/11 investigation, and, like, if she did, film her saying it and, like, put it on YouTube or something.
Well, that would be great, buddy. Well, that's just nice to know that you're in someone's home and you're talking to their relative. And let's face it, Reno is no saint. I remember Alex Jones, I believe, confronting Janet Reno in the Police State series. And boy, is that if you haven't seen that one, you've got to see that one, Michael. But that is intense. And, you know, just keep it up. And even if, you know, what you should have done is just left like a copy of Loose Change around or an Endgame at the Reno house and see if they came across it. Or even one of the Police State ones where Jones actually confronts her. I think that would have been great. But if you get that opportunity, pull it off again. Hey, I appreciate the call, Michael. Keep it up. It's always great to have these young truthers. I mean, this kid's 13 years old. He's confronting his teachers. He's making YouTube videos, and he's at Janet Reno's house. I mean, that is top notch. And again, everybody out there can do something. You don't necessarily have to have a radio show. You don't have to be good at burning DVDs. Get educated and then get active. And you would be surprised how much of a change that you can make in the world. Just you. You know, great people out there do little things. They didn't just start by being great. No, they did a lot of little things on the way up. And so many great people out there have never really been acknowledged for as much as they've done. Do you think Martin Luther King Jr. did it on his own? You know, the forefathers didn't do it on their own. There was a lot of great soldiers out there. The civil rights movement, you know, didn't happen by itself. So a lot of people have to get out there. And now is a crucial moment. As they further gut this economy, as they speak of a jobless recovery again and again on CNN and MSNBC and Fox News, it's time to stand up and fight this Orwellian mindset, this system of control. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health major. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
We are back. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmis. Before I go back to calls, 888-201-2244, I want to read this article. In the next decade, I hope to become more radical. And again, this really essentially is a leftist, a mainline liberal, a well-meaning idiot talking about the New World Order and how great it's going to be and how we have to work towards one. Now, he gets a lot of things right. He talks about how we were lied to in the 90s. Here, let me just read some of it to you. President Bush Sr. triumphantly announced in 1991 that a new world order was coming into view in which the principles of justice and fair play will protect the weak against the strong. I mean, that's laugh out loud funny. And freedom and humanity will find a home among nations. Enduring peace must be our mission. As the world was entering a new century of supposed peace and prosperity, I was hitting my half century, a point of some pride and much foreboding. So this guy's saying, look, in the 90s, I was just becoming 50. Everything sounded great. But we are the strong nation. We are the oppressors. So Bush was really talking out of both sides of his mouth. He says a global civil society of multinational corporations as well as international and non-governmental organizations were to create a transnational solidarities necessary to protect against global risks. Now, what he doesn't understand is a lot of that was created. We do have a multinational corporation system running not only this country, but the world. Now, it's the same old elites behind these corporations. It's the same people like, you know, the Rothschild family, the Rockefeller dynasty out there. They're the ones that are openly writing about world government. Okay? So they've actually been able to achieve a lot of this. He even talks about the WTO, the IMF imposed globally a model of euphemistically known as the Washington Consensus. And the WTO and the IMF have only gained power in this new world order system. This is another reason we don't want it. We don't want bankers dictating to us how we have to live our lives and what taxes we have to pay to them from a system where they create the money. They create the money. It's not backed by anything. And right now, you know, I forgot about this headline, but I've got to find it. Maybe you guys could pull this up and print it for me. The UN is now talking about coining their own gold and silver pieces because they see the writing on the wall that people want a currency that is not fiat. So they figure, you know what? Why don't we force a lot of these people that don't like the United Nations, that don't like the Council on Foreign Relations, that don't like the Trilateral Commission to buy our gold and silver because we know that this currency is only going to go up, up in value. One, because it is based in silver and gold. And two, because we promote global governance. There's a reason why the euro is pretty high on the economic food chain because it promotes global governance. That's why. Now he goes on to say, it promises a morally guided legal and institutional framework, the weakening, if not abolition of the state form and the strengthening of international institutions and civil society. and then he says, if this was a new world order, it was the shortest in history. He doesn't see how this transcends the first Bush, that transcends Bill Clinton. It transcends Bush's son. It even transcends the current administration and Barack Obama. Period. All right, let's continue with your calls. Let's go to Axton in Canada. Axton, you're on the line.
Hey, Mr. Rivers. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. I remember Alex last week, he was talking about forging new intentions, rededicating yourself to the Infowar, and I just want to bring some attention to my own scout ship in the fleet. I'm not sure if anyone out there has checked out statismwatch.ca, but if you know, people want to go check that out, that'd be awesome, because I put a lot of work into it. And
what can people find there?
Yeah, you can find a kind of a laser beam focus on Canadian news as well as international news. I'm kind of like borrowing Alex's process and trying to post all this stuff up there, link it up, and expose the New World Order in my own way.
All right, throw it out one more time, buddy.
Yeah, that's statismwatch.ca. And if people wanted to come in, help me out, get admin status, then I could dedicate myself to doing more original writing, too. And I
all right,
want
man.
To
hey.
Talk to you.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. What else? What else you got for me? Quick.
Have you heard of this Tim Burton film, Nine?
You know, I have heard of Nine. I haven't watched it yet, but I'll talk about it on the other side. It's basically about the end of humanity and these robots are roaming the Earth in this post-apocalyptic world. But a lot of these cartoons for kids are now post-apocalyptic. We'll be back after this. It's the Info War.
Coast to coast. Direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Addressing this Nine film, again, it takes place in this post-apocalyptic world. We had a similar thing with WALL-E, and some of the other kids' 3D cartoon movies seem to have this same motif of life after man. But I have not seen this latest one. I guess I now have to watch it to give my full commentary on it. But I wanted to move forward to this article that I was talking about last segment. Commodity Online and others are reporting that the United Nations is also lured by the glitter of gold. They see the death of the dollar, and they see the television commercials out there, cash for gold, and they actually see people moving towards gold and silver as an investment. Now they say to themselves, well, how do we co-opt the general population into accepting our currencies? Well, we'll make them gold and silver, because that is a hard currency and it will retain value. And again, because they promote things like the euro, which is not backed by gold and silver, this will be doubly backed. Will this be the world currency that they talk about? Will this take the physical form? Well, it surely represents world government when the United Nations is on the front of this. This is off the charts. In a bid to raise money for its projects, and this one will raise a lot of money. We need a full-on boycott of this. The United Nations has licensed the minting of gold bullion coins bearing its logo to provide a public option world savings currency. See, they don't even deny it. They actually call it a world savings currency. Oro gold coins our hope to contribute to making the UN better funded by 2015, with revenue rising by 10 to 15%. The coins are set to be produced in Europe and then distributed globally. So this is really it. This is the hard line currency out there. The hard currency. This is the next step. This is beyond the special drawing rights unit. Well, here it is, folks. I mean, they are targeting us by making this currency gold and silver. They're going to draw you in with this. But do you really believe that the eventual global currency out there will be silver and gold? Of course not. It empowers the individual. They're going to lure you in. They're going to bait you with this. They're going to give it a higher value than, you know, the same 1 ounce gold piece for the UN will be worth more because they'll espouse it actual value. Do you see how the game works? Go New World Order. All right, let's continue with the callers. Let's go to Scott in California. Scott, you're on the line. Yes, sir. We don't have Scott?
Your amazing work that you've done.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, man.
Yeah, because loose change just really blew the cap off of what happened with 9/11. But I have a comment and a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of thousands of Americans who have, I've done it for 11 years, successfully not paid federal income taxes.
Sure.
And I just want people to know there are ways to do that and do it successfully. And I have a life. I have a job and savings and assets and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not in jail and never really worried about that.
Okay.
So if people want to contact me, they can do that. And then I have a question for you.
Sure.
I'll give my email address out.
Mm-hmm.
It's nickscottfree@gmail.com.
Okay.
And I'll spell it out real quick. It's nickscottfree@gmail.com. I'm happy to share the information I have with others who would like to do this. I know much of your audience would like to stop paying those draconian taxes. So,
well, a lot of people out there about obviously seeing America, freedom to fascism, and the argument about the 16th Amendment and so on. And really, that is one of the groundbreaking films that has been targeted by the establishment. It's in the MIAC report. You know, that's contraband. You're not allowed to hand out America, freedom to fascism. That's why we need people to get that DVD over at Infowars.com, make copies, and really get it out there to your friends and family so they too can understand this information. What's the question, Scott?
Definitely. And it takes time to digest this. You know, it doesn't happen overnight that you just wake up one morning and say, oh, wait, there's this evil cabal of people who are trying to control the world, you know, even though it's true. So my question for you is, when do they plan on collapsing the dollar? Is it going to happen quick or is it going to be a
drawdown? They're going to slowly bleed the dollar out. And you are going to see a currency probably in the next 2 to 3 years that is really a shell of its former self, although it's a shell of its former self a decade ago. You know, prior to the 9/11 attacks, dollar was top dog. And almost 10 years later now, it's a laughable currency and people are getting out as quickly as possible. And now the UN has figured out a scheme to mobilize people towards a world currency, and that's giving them gold and silver. I thank you for the call, Scott. Let's go to Mark in Arizona. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I had an important thing I was going to mention, but this last caller brings up something we hear about a lot. And I personally know one, I won't mention the person's name, who is one of the biggest proponents of the anti-tax movement. There is no doubt he's 100% right. But let me tell you what happened in court.
Mm-hmm.
He was, regardless of the fact that all the proof is on his side, they didn't care. They didn't listen. He wasn't allowed to even present evidence.
Mm-hmm.
He's now doing time in federal prison.
Mm-hmm.
There's no parole.
Well, look, I tell people to be very, very cautious. You look at somebody who, like Sherry Jackson, who's in America, Freedom to Fascism. Yes, she won the first time. Well, she did not win the second time, and she is currently in prison. You have to play your cards right on this one. I'm not telling people what to do. The information is out there. You have to make your own choices in life. However, like you said, don't be surprised when the system makes its own rules, Mark.
Completely disregard the law. Just the fact that the law's on your side means absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm. But
my main reason for calling is people need to know our side needs to speak up, have a name for them. them are these people who are corrupting the entire world of thugs. I mean, they call us truthers or birthers and all kinds of names. The main thing we need to recognize is they have no substance in their argument. The only thing they have for us is ridicule. They just want to ridicule us to try and make us less than they're believable. But ridicule is going to fall apart because there's no substance in what they're saying. You know, whether it's an idea or a politician, or whether it's Ron Paul, they'll call him names. Calling names doesn't address the issue. And people need to stand up in their face and tell these thugs that all you have is ridicule. Where are the answers to any of this? They don't have any answers.
And, well, no, they have the same talking points and the same rhetoric and the same party line, Johnny nonsense that they continue to promote on a nightly basis. Again, you know, like Alex talked about earlier in his show, the main cover for Obama is that he's not doing enough in the war on terror, yet he's just continued the Bush administration's same exact policy, sending more troops into Afghanistan, having a redistribution of forces, opening a front in Pakistan, and now trumpeting the evils of Al-Qaeda in a march towards parts of Africa. I thank you for the call, Mark. We're going to move on. 888-201-2244 is the line to call. You can call us locally, 512-646-1776. Let's go to John in Louisiana. John, you're on the line.
How you doing, Jason?
Good.
I have a comment and a question. Do you are you aware of Codex Amateurus? Did you know? I heard that it went into implementation, but I'm not sure.
Everybody's saying that it went into implementation January 1st, 2010. But what you got to remember is, although they implement these things, it takes time for them to progress and really manifest themselves. So the provisions in Codex Alimentarius, although they may be on the books and it may be passed and it may be taking place, it doesn't mean that the majority of people out there, corporations, companies, are in compliance. So, you know, our food system has already been degraded to an unimaginable level when people are feeding their kids processed Lunchables and thinking that's a healthy and nutritious way for them to, you know, start and continue their day. So people need to be aware of Codex and, you know, take arms against it, especially during the implementation of Codex. But I don't think it's manifested itself in the kind of nightmare scenario that a lot of people have promoted out there. You hear me, John?
Yes, but I have a comment I like to say about EcoScience. I read EcoScience. It's actually worse than what it said. It's bad. It's a terrible, terrible book. And it's funny. All the schools that they thank, all the universities were all involved in the ClimateGate scandal, sending false climate information.
Yeah, it's a criminal cartel for sure. And for those who haven't read subsections or any sections of EcoScience, it is worse than what we talk about on this program. There is a subsection in there describing how in order to mobilize people, they have to, if they can't call it a religion, they have to make it religious-like. How insane is that? They have to bring back, essentially, earth worship and paganism. Sounds a little over the top to me. Thank you for the call, John. Let's go to...
It's a book.
All right, we'll do that. Julio in Illinois, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Happy New Year to you, my friend, and Happy New Year to everyone listening and who are doing their part to a fight every day.
Well, thanks,
happy
sir.
Hello? Yeah, no problem. I was wondering... For a quick comment and a question. For 2010, for your show, and I was going to mention this on Alex Jones' show today, but he was only taking first-time callers. If this is a big election year, if you guys could find people, because I know our local talk radio shows probably won't do this, but if you could find, in respective states, find, you know, true, you know, either a Democrat or Republican or independent, interview them, ask them tough questions so we the people can know who is the right people to vote for or who to look after in 2010. And then a question about this whole Yemen false flag attack with the underwear bomber. Why is the media consistently telling us that we need more airport security? I saw on Fox News last week, Studio B with Shepard Smith, he had a guest host on, and he was talking about homegrown terrorists. And I think the media is trying to set a precedent for martial law, and I think this false flag, fake underwear bombing attack is going to be a precedent for more FEMA checkpoints as well as the full body scans. And I want to hear your thought on that.
Well, I think that's dead on. In fact, you know, they are bringing the body scanners that were on the shelves all around the globe now. Europe's going to be implementing them. And you're going to see them in the United States. Newark's going to now be implementing them. And the media is harping on this because they don't want, you know, the cat to be out of the bag, that if they had actually gone with the airport security that they had and not let a person on who didn't have a passport, who was said to be a Sudanese refugee and instead was a young Nigerian man of great wealth whose father contacted the embassies and the CIA just prior to this. You know, so obviously they don't want to discuss the second man who was in custody. They don't want to discuss the man who was filming the entire incident. They don't want to discuss the sharp-dressed man that actually got him, the 50-year-old Indian man that actually got him on the plane, because it doesn't jive with their story that we need more security in the airports. We don't need more security in the airports. We need that security to be followed. We don't need to be taking our shoes off and having our water bottles dumped. You know, I was over at Aaron Dykes' house last night while we were working on the script, and they were replaying this thing from 2007 all about radical Islam in London and the 1.3 Muslims that are so evil over there. And they actually brought up the faked liquid bombers plot. There is no liquid bombing plot. It's all fear-based. I thank you for the call, Julio. Let's continue with the callers. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the line.
All right, I'm going to get off speakerphone now, so just give me a second here.
You got it, Mark.
Hear me more clearly. Can you hear me more clearly?
Yes, sir. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Listen, I don't know all the details, but Sherry Peel Jackson, according to Dr. Robert Clarkston, J.D., you can get in touch with him at patriotnetwork.info. Sherry Peel Jackson, according to Dr. Clarkston, was involved in things that she should have known better of. And that's what they nailed her on, because obviously they have a complete different set of standards. If you don't pay your income taxes and you're part of the criminal gang, then who cares? And if you don't pay your, if you just ask, where is the law, then Ed and Elaine Brown get their special treatment. And, of course, I guess I told you about Erwin Schiff lost a toe to gangrene while he was in diesel therapy. So I guess the Constitution's provision for cruel and unusual punishment does not apply if you're aware of their criminality. I used to be a Newt Gingrich constituent, and I used to be a Cynthia McKinney constituent. You can guess which one I have more respect for at this time, because I recognize that people, when they buy into the sham, they don't understand that it's all about the public image, that these people are, you know, Machiavellians. And like I say, it's disturbing how this country is going into judgment. And like I say, when I was in seminary, it absolutely rattled me to no end how the people I had been conditioned to trust and respect turned out to all be a bunch of phony devil worshipers. And that's a major reason why I didn't complete my degree, because I was just unable to focus after that.
Well, you know what? That gives me hope in the respect that I hope that one day we can mobilize the true Christians out there against those who pose as Christian conservatives and are really anything but. You know, again, I myself am not that religious, but I can recognize when predators act in a chameleon-like fashion when they go to church and they say they worship the Lord and, you know, they believe in the family and they don't believe in gay rights and all these other things. And then they turn out to be, in some cases, you know, homosexual pedophiles. In other cases, much worse, sometimes murderers on the surface of it. A lot of them are pagan. Now, some people take that, oh, you're saying that they're earth worshipers. Yes, yeah, some of them are earth worshipers. Some of them are beyond earth worshipers. Some of them are into the darker side of the occult. You know, it's not just Pan and Gaia worship. It goes on to this do as thou wilt type attitude where you become your own god and responsible only to yourself. And, you know, not to the God that you espouse to worship again in public, and the reason that you're being elected. You know, a lot of people, especially in, you know, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, they've kind of degraded religion in this next millennia. But the Christian conservatives had the biggest base in this country. I don't know if that's the case now. I don't know if it even matters if that's the case now, the way that they rig elections. But I do think that we can make a difference at least locally. So get out there, get involved, you know, run for state senate, run for Congress, run for city council, run for mayor, or at least know the people who are running for those positions. And then when it comes up to Congress or Senate nationally, really know those people. And if you've got to vote third party, so be it. At least get out there and expose the predators. Expose the predator class. We're going to come back to Steve, Karen, and others. 888-201-2244. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Dropkick Murphys, as one. I'm a big fan of that one, folks. Before I go to Stephen, Karen, Richard, and others, I want to read this article.
It's out of the Post Chronicle, but it's by Pat Buchanan. And Pat Buchanan is one of these guys that really not only commented on George H.W. Bush's New World Order, but did so in a negative light. And at first was very skeptical about the claims of the John Birch Society and others, and kind of came around to a lot of their ways of thinking. And is at least one of the truer mainline conservatives out there, in my opinion. All right, so let's read this. About the first decade of what was to be the second American century, the pessimists have been proven right. According to the International Monetary Fund, the United States began the century producing 32% of the world's gross domestic product. We ended the decade producing 24%. No nation in modern history, save for the Soviet Union, has seen so precipitous a decline in a relative power in a single decade. So they admit in the last decade, our production has gone down almost 10%, and those are IMF's own numbers. It's probably much worse. Between one-fourth and one-third of all U.S. manufacturing jobs have disappeared in 10 years. The fruits of free trade ideology has been proven anything but free of this country. Our future is being outsourced to China. Very true right there. But not really just outsourced to China. Again, as China moves to being more westernized with the Coca-Cola and the jeans, we move to be more like China on the Eastern Front with one-child policies and a draconian military police state here at home. Lovely trade-off, isn't it? While the median income of American families was stagnant, the national debt doubled. The dollar lost half of its value against the euro, one of the most self-sufficient republic in history, which produced 96% of all it consumed. The United States is almost as dependent on foreign nations today for manufactured goods and the loan to pay for them as we were in the early years of the republic. What the British were to us, China is today. So it also goes over the triumphance of the euro and the European Union. Beijing holds the mortgage and grows impatient as we endlessly borrow on equity and refuse to begin paying it down. The possibility exists of an eventual run on the dollar or even a U.S. debt default. Who did this to us? And then he says we did it to ourselves. And that's kind of a cop-out. Because although we did allow this to happen because we were too distracted and too gluttonous to really give a damn and understand the usurpation that had taken place or was taking place at the time. I mean, folks, I was in the dark before 9/11. It's really only through 9/11 that I've come to this information. You know, I don't think I was guilty of anything before that except for being ignorant. So when they say we did it to ourselves, no, the populace allowed themselves to kind of, you know, go into this pop culture society where it's not cool to know about government and it's not cool to know about foreign policy and it's only cool to speak out against war if the Republicans are doing it, not when Obama's doing it. So really this society has been created. It's not we doing it to ourselves. We're allowing it to happen. We sold ourselves a lot of snake oil about the global economy, interdependence, free trade, and it doesn't make any difference where the goods are produced. The George W. Bush Republicans ran up the deficit with tax cuts. Two wars and a splurge in social spending to rival the guns and butter of the Great Society. We're going to finish this article up on the other side. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of
water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
No one knows who gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. And no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn, I'll never bend. I'm with you now until the end.
We're going to continue to go to your calls in just a moment, but I just want to say that Pat Buchanan wraps this article up with these words. At the end of the first decade of the 21st century, the question is not whether we will preside over the creation of a new world order, but whether America's decline is irreversible. You see, we already really have presided over this creation of a new world order in the military sense, and we've allowed the banksters to come in and just do whatever they want. But our decline is part of this new world order program, and I don't think that Pat Buchanan sees that in the proper light. All right, let's continue to go to callers. Let's go to Steve in Michigan. Steve, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right.
I have one question. Well, actually, a couple of comments and one question. Could you comment on documentary called The Disclosure Project, Dr. Stephen Greer?
Yeah, I've watched the whole thing. Here's my deal on the Disclosure Project. And for those who don't know what the Disclosure Project is, I want to say that that one took place in 2000. I want to say it was right before 9/11, but there might have been one in 2003. But they were like these 2-hour-long conferences where different people from the military and other Department of Defense program projects went up and said, you know, either they had encountered a UFO or extraterrestrial life. The stories are skewed everywhere. Some of those people are genuine. Some of those people are definitely disinfo agents. I mean, just some of the stories out there that can't be backed up in any way, shape, or form. Now, I feel a lot of people out there are very sincere in what they believe that they saw, heard, or witnessed. You know, whether it be EBEs, extraterrestrial biological entities, or just UFOs in general. However, you know, a lot of disinfo is out there, and there is just has to be evidence to back it up. I want to see all these projects be declassified. I want to know the truth, but I got to tell you, I really do not trust Stephen Greer and some of the other people out there. I hope that clears up my opinion there, Steve. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Karen in Oregon. Karen, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. Thank you for taking my call and for all that you do in the name of waking the rest of us up.
Oh, thank you.
I would like to touch on the taxes,
okay.
The illegal taxes and the 1040. You had an earlier guest who was talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an email that was sent to me. There's another chance for us to stand against some of this stupid illegal IRS activity, and that's a case that's coming up. There's a website called fightbacknow.us.
Mm-hmm.
It'll give people a chance to sign it. It's, I think 11 people are being held for, here, let me get the right email. Claudia and Mark Hermer. They're a mother and father of six. Have you heard about them?
Now, what are they being held on? Just give it to me in gist.
They sold tickets to attend a seminar, and one of the topics of the seminar was about the 17,000 official certified national and state documents that prove that the income tax is a fraud. Mm-hmm. So now they're being charged with conspiracy to defraud the government. And so going to that fightbacknow.us will help people, and they can also sign a petition.
Well, obviously the government is going to, you know, preserve and expand one of their largest modes of control, which is the income tax, which just gets larger and larger and larger and larger out there. And again, you know, I propose that people go check out the information in America, Freedoms, and Fascism and beyond. But you got to pick and choose your battles. I thank you for the call. We'll be back after this.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes. Let's continue to take your phone calls. Let's go to Richard in Oklahoma. Richard, you're on the line.
Hello, Jason. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay, listen, earlier I happened to be listening to your program, and I heard a gentleman that was talking to you about who in the world do we, how do we get information on who are the good guys and who are the bad guys in all this. And you know, it's ironic because earlier this afternoon I was asking the same question myself, and by, I'm just going to say, well, I ran across a website which is, it's a .org. And all they do, it's a repository of information. It is a reporting site. And if you put in your zip code, for an example, it will tell you exactly who is your senator, who is your representative, what they vote on, how they voted, what their voting record was, how they stand up against their campaign promises, but they do not offer any opinions. This is a fact-only site.
We'll give it out.
If you like? Okay, it's votesmart.org.
Well, excellent, Richard. I appreciate the help. And, yeah, there are a ton of little things out there like that that you can get aware of your local legislator. You know, the government puts a lot of this information out. Even beyond the government, we have things like WikiLeaks now. You can get a hold of these documents. You can read them. You know, today I was working on the film Invisible Empire, my next movie, and I was looking for a copy of the Wolfowitz Doctrine, which is always discussed. Now, back in the day when the Wolfowitz Doctrine was leaked, being leaked meant it was leaked to the New York Times and no one else got to see it. And there's actually not a copy or PDF file of the Wolfowitz Doctrine on the web that I could find. In the information age, when a document is leaked, even to the mainstream press, it immediately hits the web now. Because it has to hit the web because everything else is irrelevant. First of all, people don't trust the mainstream media anymore because they've been caught in so many lies. So when they say something, they best source it. And the way to do that is to release that document to the public. And we just need more people who are aware out there, who are willing to do the nitty gritty, who are willing to do the homework, who are willing to find the truth. And once they do find that truth, you have to activate. You have to do something with it. You have to progress. You have to move forward. You have to evolve with the information. You can't just sit on your laurels and say, oh, well, I know that now. Good for me. No, tell others. Get them involved as well. That's how movements are started. That's how we can come together and combat this quote-unquote New World Order system. This one's out of the Inter Press Service News Agency. This one basically is talking about the emergence of the New World Order after the Copenhagen climate agreements. This is today. Some proponents of this view believe that the president is moving slowly but steadily toward building a somewhat more democratic global order of great powers, including emerging giants as well as long-standing heavyweights. Again, this is all pro-New World Order, pro-global governance. They see Obama's championship of the G20, which he hosted at the Pittsburgh summit in September, as the replacement for the G8, as well as the last-minute deal he crafted in Copenhagen with China, India, Brazil, and South Africa as indicative of his vision for a new world order. So again, it's okay when the mainstream press talks about a global government and a new world order. But when I talk about it, and I say that it's not a good idea, that we shouldn't be for this, well, then I'm crazy. Welcome to the multipolar century. This one is out of the star.com. You can check it out. David Rothkopf, who's been talked about on the Alex Jones show before, who served in the administration of former U.S. President Bill Clinton. His insight quoted in the Financial Times of London was this. You could argue that the first decade of the 21st century was the last decade of the American century. Rothkopf then added, we are now entering the multipolar century. It expresses also the essence of the new world order of multilateralism that began to take shape last year with the establishment of the G20, or group of 20 nations, to replace the U.S.-dominated G7 of Western insiders, Canada included, and also by the Copenhagen Conference on Climate Change. So again, the Copenhagen Conference on Climate Change, not really about climate change, really about a global carbon tax and a world governing body, which was set up. They set up a high level panel under the IPCC, despite all the evidence brought out by ClimateGate just weeks earlier. Now, on a more local level, the Des Moines Register has this to say. And again, this promotes the multiculturalism. And then if I attack this article, I'm a racist. This is how they promote their New World Order agenda. ISU professor Laura Rendon is a Latina, is the Latina chairwoman of the Department of Educational Leadership and Policy Studies. She says this, and she's talking about, Latin Americans. We cannot continue to work in silos, whites with whites, African Americans with African Americans, Latinos with Latinos. Well, that's not the case anyway. That's not how we work. Rendon said the New World Order is calling for a new global consciousness on the part of individuals. So here she's promoting a new world order with a global consciousness. If you've listened to this program, you've heard this before coming from every elitist aspect you can think of. The Financial Times. EU is in a coldest climate deal redefines global relations. It could go down in history as the moment that defined the new multipolar world. Thomas Klein Barakoff, who is the German Marshall Fund chairman, or he's a director there, said the climate conference heralded as an age of transition in international relations. Decisive action is inhibited as the power structure of the new world order are only just emerging and thus produce insecurities about where power rests, he said. Copenhagen was multipolarity as chaos. So again, what was Copenhagen for? Financial Times tells you it was about the emerging new world order and the powers that surround it. Let's see. Developing a we consciousness in 2010. Time magazine's recent cover featured the decade from hell, which was poignant, from 9/11 to natural disasters, terrorist bombings to economic meltdown. And really, the decade of hell, you bet it was. But people just kept on going along to get along, accepting less and less, and just saying, hey, that's just the way it is. I can't do anything. Despite it being a decade of challenge and loss, a new world order has been brewing. This new order requires all of us to expand our scope and include the collective in our dreams and aspirations, mission and purpose. And then this woman, to promote a new world order, actually quotes Gandhi by saying, I feel Gandhi's words, be the change you want to see. Man, excuse me, folks. I just have this terrible toothache. I feel Gandhi's words, be the change you want to see in the world, are more meaningful now than ever before. And I can agree with that, but not to promote a new world order, but to fight one. That's why Luke Radowski, the founder of We Are Change, often uses that same quotation from Gandhi as the basis for his organization. This one's out of the Times Online. But again, people will tell me a new world order doesn't exist. All these are mainline articles. I'm reading them word for word. Any minute now, China will play leapfrog and supplant Japan into the number two slot. And they're talking about the world economy. Projections issued by Beijing a couple of days ago suggest that it may have already. When it becomes official and the new world order commentary dies down, China can shift confidently into record-breaking mode, shoveling money at all the spurious records that Japan holds only because 25 years ago it had the funds to squander its follies. So again, talking about after people die down with this new world order and China talk, they'll really be able to achieve what they want. Let's see. Senators call health care bill unconstitutional, which it is. This is out of the New American. The source of the congressional power is found in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. This article undoubtedly is to blame for so many of whose wrists chafe under the shackles placed by the restrictions. Never fear, however, these petty tyrants aren't going to let some 200-year-old parchment barrier stand in the way of building a new world order, including an American government refashioned in a manner most accommodating to their notion of right and wrong. In fact, when CNSNNews.com confronted Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi last October and asked her if she believed the House version of the health care bill was constitutional, she disdainfully responded, are you serious? Are you serious? That's how these people roll. Folks, it just continues. From The Guardian to The Times Online to The Toronto Star to The Wall Street Journal, they're all talking about a quote-unquote new world order of multiculturalism, a unipolar government, and now the UN is saying that they are going to create their own currency.
a world currency based in gold and silver as people wake up to the fact that gold and silver are the way to invest because they don't lose value. They keep their inherent value they have for centuries. And now the UN is going to use that to propagate their ideals, their system of governance with gold and silver coins. Big stories about that coming up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Go check it out. And go get a copy of Fabled Enemies and Loose Change over at Infowars.com to support the operation. God bless you all.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi folks, this is Alex Jones and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
It's the beginning.
your phone calls in just a moment. 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. But first, I really want to go in depth into this Nigerian bomber incident. And oddly enough, today, another Nigerian who is on the same flight from, I believe it was Nigeria into Amsterdam into Detroit. On the same flight, he refused to get out of the bathroom, and they thought that he was going to try to bomb the plane. Turns out he just had bad indigestion. Just a side note. But let's get into this guy's account that nobody in the mainstream media is talking about, at least not the national mainstream media. Michigan Live, MLive.com, is reporting on it, and that's why it's important. A Michigan man who was aboard Northwest Airlines Flight 253 says he witnessed Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalib trying to board the plane in Amsterdam without a passport. Let me repeat that. Without a passport. Oh. Kurt Haskell of Newport, Michigan, who posted an earlier comment about his experience, talked exclusively with MLive.com and confirmed he was on the flight by sending a picture of his boarding pass. He and his wife, Lori, were returning from a safari in Uganda when they boarded the NWA flight on Friday. Haskell said that he and his wife were sitting on the ground near boarding gate in Amsterdam, which was when they saw Muttalib approach the gate with an unidentified man. Oh, an unidentified man goes to the gate. Kurt and Lori Haskell are attorneys. These are lawyers saying this. Attorneys with Haskell Law Firm and Taylor. Their expertise includes bankruptcy, family law, and estate planning. While Muttalib was poorly dressed, his friend was dressed in an expensive suit, Haskell said. He said the suited man asked the ticket agents whether Muttalib could board without a passport. The guy said he's from Sudan and we do this all the time. Muttalib is Nigerian, and remember, part of a Nigerian banking elite family where his father called the FBI on him a month prior saying he was dangerous. His father! He shouldn't have been allowed on a plane, especially without a passport. This is insane. But again, notice the media's mantra. We need better screening. We need more security in airports. Well, how about you just go with the security you have and actually enforce it? Muttalib is Nigerian. Haskell believes the man may have been trying to garner sympathy for Mutalib's lack of documents by portraying him as a Sudanese refugee. The ticket agent referred Muttalib and his companion to her manager down the hall, and Haskell didn't see Muttalib again until after he allegedly tried to detonate an explosive on the plane. Haskell said the flight was mostly unremarkable. That was until he heard a flight attendant say she smelled smoke just after the pilot announced the plane would be landing in 10 minutes. Haskell got out of his seat to view the brewing commotion. I stood up and walked a couple of feet ahead to take a closer look, and that's when I saw the flames. I guess he was seven rows behind Muttalib. It started to spread pretty quickly. It went up the wall all the way to the ceiling. Haskell, who described Muttalib as a diminutive man who looked like a teenager, said about 30 seconds passed between the first mention of smoke when Muttalib was suddenly was subdued by fellow passengers. He didn't fight back at all. This wasn't a big skirmish. A couple of guys jumped on him and hauled him away. No big skirmish. The guy was probably in like a drug light state, just like Jones said. Immediately, the pilot came on and said two words, emergency landing. He really floored it. The plane sped up. Now, here's what's, again, very interesting. They all got interviewed by the FBI. It took about 6 hours, but he says about an hour after landing, Haskell said he saw another man being taken into custody. But a spokeswoman from the FBI in Detroit said Muttalib was the only person taken into custody. And there is no mention of this man or the passport in official accounts. You do the math. It smells like a cover-up to me. All right, let's continue with the callers. Billy Bob in Texas. Billy Bob, you're on the line. Yes, sir. And Billy Bob going once, going twice. Well, you there?
Hello, yeah,
you're
on. Hello.
Yes, yes, you're on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, good. You're great. You're an actor, man.
Oh, thank you, man.
And really, I mean, you just stick things flowing, just like to keep it. What I had the most that I thought was really a huge effect was Joker posters.
And the Joker posters. Man, that is a good point. I forgot how big those Joker posters really got. And there's another great story from the year. Billy Bob, I got to let you go because your phone's going in and out. We're going to come back to Matt, Scott, Richard, and others. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. But let's talk about that on the other side. Let's talk about the success of those Joker posters and how we really opened up hundreds of thousands of minds through them.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Called in and said, you know, what about the Joker poster story? That was a big story, and I had really forgotten about that one. You know, this individual plays around with Photoshop, makes this original Joker image. People start putting socialist and fascist and Infowars.com underneath this image, taking them, posting them all over the place. Alex Jones then jumps on and says, you know what? This could be a big thing. He does a episode of the show in the full Joker makeup. I made a special appearance as one of the clowns. I look really, you know, thuggish and ruggish, as I always do. And it just took off from there. People were getting very upset. We made several other Joker Obama posters. I'd like to think the one that I said, the joke's on us, is a pretty good one. I put it out there. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. But that was huge. That video did cause a lot of uncomfortable trades between the administration and really the people who supported him. Oh, this is disgusting. You're a racist. You're a racist if you use the Obama image. It didn't matter that there was a George Bush Joker image prior to that. Prior to that, Alex Ross, who, in my opinion, is really on the wrong side of the political spectrum some of the time. He's the one that does those really engrossing, encompassing, painted covers for graphic novels for DC and Marvel. And he's the guy that did that image of George Bush as a vampire sucking the life out of the Statue of Liberty. Famous image. Now, does that make Alex Ross a racist because he was critical of the Bush administration? Of course not. But then Alex Ross goes ahead and he's also the man behind that Superman Obama image. Ugh, that one really just, it churns my stomach. So Alex Ross, you know, get on the winning side of history. Find out that the guy that you're supporting now is just an extension of the globalist puppetry and is the Bush administration on steroids with a new, happier looking, more well-spoken face. All right, let's go to Matt in California. Matt, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, hey.
Hey, well, besides the galactic implications of Balloon Boy, there's two other stories that are going to be a little bit more.
Balloon Boy. Didn't that, the father got convicted to a little jail time for that one. That's a huge story.
And the fact that it's still in the press is pretty sick.
Oh, God, I know. Oh, man fakes balloon hoax for his, you know, puts his kid in a basement or, I don't know, he put him in the attic and said, oh, my kid's gone with this balloon so we can promote my TV show. He does deserve jail time. All right, so what do you think? What's the top story for me, Matt?
Well, I got a two-way tie. I thought okay. that what blew my mind earlier this year was the fact that the bulk of the 9/11 commissioners recanted the fact that everything that they wrote down, they were lied to and misled. I thought mm-hmm. that was gigantic, and something needs to be done about that. And the blackout, mainstream media blackout that's been over that has been pretty sick.
But, you know, let me stop you before you say the other one, because what really goes dovetails into that, goes hand in hand, that the majority of the mainstream media also ignored, is the fact that Sybil Edmonds named names this time and said that Bin Laden and his network were on a CIA payroll and working with the CIA up until the day of 9/11. That in itself is a huge, censored by the mainstream media story right there. That's a huge story.
Yeah, that's just as big. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, and then the other one is the fact that I think hopefully what will be Pandora's box is the fact that they put conspiracy theory with Jesse Ventura on television. I think that show has just got so much potential and so good so far. And I think we really just got to keep our fingers crossed. People at my work are watching it that never would have, you know, read any of the emails or anything like that, or tuned in. But the fact that it's on TV and it's concise and it's easy to watch and it's convenient, I think, for them, it's waking up a lot of people that you know, wouldn't otherwise read because nobody reads. And
that's a great point, because you know, when we put out a film, we're lucky. Conservatively, right now, I would say Fall of the Republic, between the two full views. One, last time I checked, was about 900,000. The other one was about 300,000 or 400,000. So 1.3 million viewers of that film just on YouTube alone, not the ones that are in many parts. Let's say 2 to 3 million people have seen it. Well, Jesse Ventura's show gets a 1.6 or a 1.5 every time it's premiered, and then it does well in reruns. So just one shot of this, which is consumable by the public, which is, it's presented with somebody that you feel a little more comfortable with. You already know who Jesse Ventura is. You know
what I mean? It's all about the spark.
Exactly. Exactly. And we're talking 1.5 million people a day are watching this thing when it premieres, a day. So let's say for the week's episode, 2 to 3 million people tune in. Out of those 2 to 3 million people, at least half of them have no idea what they're about to watch. They're watching it because they're flipping through the stations and they see Jesse Ventura. Or their friend said, hey, you should check out this show. And just like you said, it's the spark that matters. It's getting people interested in this information. It's them actually saying, hey, wait a minute, this ClimateGate thing is real?
these emails really do say this stuff. Maurice Strong is a bad person. Al Gore is a globalist. These are things that we may not be able to convey because people will refuse to watch A Fall of the Republic, but they won't refuse to watch a Jesse Ventura.
Exactly, and it's that 100th monkey we're looking for. It's that 100th monkey syndrome, and I think that could very well be what it takes to get people to wake up and, you know, and just stop walking around like the zombies.
All right, my man. I thank you so much for the call, Matt. Let's go to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Yes. Three things. One, my top story for the year, and it's, I would say it's the climate gate, and that's really kind of a twofer because then it kind of exposes the thing with Copenhagen. So I would say that that's kind of really a twofer right there.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing I wanted to say was, and Alex kind of said something about Chris Matthews worshiping Saul Alinsky, you know, and that's another piece of work there. This is the same guy I remember a few years ago and giggling and thinking it was Keith talking about, oh, a little fascism is good for this country, and just sitting back there giggling.
You know, he's a CFR member. He's a Council on Foreign Relations guy, and there's a video out there of him being confronted on his relationship to Richard Haass, who he says he's a good friend. Oh, you think Richard Haass is scary? Oh, I love his wife. And he gets called out on that, and he is such a globalist. He's an unapologetic globalist. I used to watch Chris Matthews back in 98 and 99 and 2000, and even during the 9/11 attacks, after that happened and I was hooked into the mainstream media, I used to watch Hardball constantly, daily. And I used to think, wow, this guy's really got it together. You know, he gives this great perspective. As soon as you shatter that left-right paradigm, as soon as their tools of problem, reaction, solution are exposed to you, you can see this guy talking out of both sides of his mouth, and you really can feel his pro-establishment agenda, Scott.
Yeah, he's an opportunist and a Nazi, all right. There's no question about that. And the third thing that I wanted to say real quick, and I hate to be an I told you so about Howard Dean, but, you know, he recanted himself this week and went back and said, well, maybe we should vote for the bill, and then we can go back and change it later.
Mm-hmm. No, you are right. You know, you got on the air last week and said, you know, even though he wrote this op-ed piece, I'd be very, very suspicious of Howard Dean. And Howard Dean is part of the establishment. And just like you said, Scott, he did recant, and he got people on board to this death care bill. I thank you for the call. Let's continue with the callers. And then I'm going to go to this clip that I kind of came across recently. I was doing research for my RFID section in Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, coming to the InfoWar on March 15th. And I saw this clip I had never seen of Roger Ebert, the film critic, with Bill O'Reilly talking about not only the RFID chip, but the worldwide mind concept that they want to promote. The globalist endgame is to truly have a hive-like population that is chipped and controlled, but so that you have this chip where you download information into your brain, really Matrix style. And I know people are sitting there laughing and guffawing and whatever you say, Jason, but there's a reality behind this thing. 3 or 4 years ago now, PBS did this special called The Worldwide Mind. In fact, you know what? Can you bring that up? I know it's on Google Video. It's called The Worldwide Mind. It'll be by PBS. We'll play portions of that as well. And they talk about George Orwell. And, you know, they try to act like there might be some cons. But by the end of the show, they say, well, it's really a great thing. There's no way to stop it. And you'll be able to go get this procedure done during lunch in the future. You'll just go on your lunch break, get injected with it, and a whole new world will be open to you. So we're going to play some clips of The Worldwide Mind, and then before that, we're going to play this O'Reilly clip where he really, you know, he acts like, oh, that sounds scary, Roger. But Ebert is promoting it like it's the best thing ever. He literally says it's like waking up in the morning and, you know, you're controlling your hand movements and all these other things through your brain. That's how you're going to control your chip. And I'm just like, jaw on the floor. Can't believe it. The call-in line is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. Let's go to Richard in Texas. Richard, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing there? Glad to talk to you. I'm delivering pieces, but I can get this in right quick, and you can carry it from there.
All right.
I think the biggest story of the year is going to be Ron Paul's bill getting the 1207.
That's going to destroy the feds. People will find out what all this lending around the world, the World Bank, the IMF. And I'll let you take it from there because I'm kind of preoccupied.
All right, you got it, Richard. God bless you, man. Thank you so much for the call. And keep on listening while you're working, brother. There's a lot of working people out there. So 1207, there's something we didn't discuss. That's another great thing. See, we do have positive stories out there. Jesse Ventura, a hugely positive story, and that's just happened in the last month and a half that I actually hit the airwaves. 1207, audit the Federal Reserve has gained so much traction. Yes, it's been compromised. Yes, they want to amend the bill in every way, shape, and form to take the teeth out of it. But the fact that it's out there and people realize that the Federal Reserve System is a privatized banking cartel is step one. So that's another big story. All right, just like I said, I want to play this clip where Bill O'Reilly really kind of like worships Roger Ebert and the idea of this worldwide mind and a chipped populace. Doesn't challenge him much at all. Shame on you, Bill. Let's hit it.
That would provide you with an incredible amount of information. He talked to Bill O'Reilly about the possibilities of a library in your brain.
Sometime in the next century, because computer chips are getting smaller and faster, and eventually the time will come when a child is implanted with a little chip back here and will learn to control the chip in the same way that you learn to control your bodily functions and your voice and your movements, so that not only can you... Right now my mind is telling my body to talk, and it's supplying my mouth with the words that I'm giving to you, and the mind could also learn to say to the chip, go to a certain web page, download some information, and so and supply it to the inside of my eyeballs.
You believe that you can you're going to be actually able to tell your mind through a chip to provide you with information that you can then speak. So on this program, this would be great for me. You put a little chip in there, and if I didn't know something, I could say to the chip, would I have to say it out loud or just think it?
Either way.
It. Give me an answer.
Right now, we're loaded up with bionic stuff already. I'm wearing glasses. I have fillings in my teeth. This is a wristwatch. I'm wearing clothing, which allows me to adjust to the climate as I go outside. So it's obviously only a matter of time until convergence allows us to match the number one tool of the next century, and that would be the computer chip.
I mean, okay, so the computer chip,
glasses are tools.
Sure, but all of these are external. The computer should be in you, and that's what frightens me.
Well, could be in you, or it could be wherever you wanted it to be. And it would allow you to make telephone calls without having a cell phone, allow you to surf the web without having a monitor.
Well, show me how. So if I had a chip embedded in my head, I could make a telephone call by
you could just start talking.
Call mom?
Yeah.
And mom would be, and I could
and
talk
would
to her?
Just say, hello, mom.
I wouldn't have a phone or anything.
No. And so you'd have to have some body language so people would know what you were doing. Let's say you're standing at the American Airlines terminal.
Yeah.
And you're calling the Advantage desk and saying, I've missed my flight. Do you have any seats at 10 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're standing there saying that, somebody's going to look at you like you're one of these crazy...
But not if everybody had the chip, they'd all know what was going on.
Well, but you would do this.
Right. You go there with a little phone.
This means I'm not just talking to myself, I'm talking on the phone. If you're reading the web on the inside of your eyeballs,
yeah,
it would look rude to people. It would look like I'm staring straight through you. But I'm not staring straight through you. I'm looking at the Fox News webpage, right? Mm-hmm. So how do I want people to know that? I would just go like this.
Sounds so unbelievable.
If I'm downloading information...
And for those that didn't see that, while he's downloading information, he puts up the devil's horns.
You see, my article is half serious and it's half satirical. I don't know which half is half, though, because things are converging so quickly, and computers are already such an amazing tool.
But we've checked it out a little further than your article, and the scientists tell us that it is absolutely true and absolutely possible for a human being to have a chip embedded in their system and to have many, many things appear in their mind upon command. So you would say, I need to know the name of the 18th president. Bing.
Not only that, I meet you and I call up your credit report while we're talking.
I meet you and I call up your credit report while talking. So that clip is from years and years ago. O'Reilly still had somewhat of a hairline at that point. I want to say that that's probably almost 10 years old. And O'Reilly admits, yes, this is real technology. And he says, well, that kind of frightens me. But that's all he challenges him. They don't bring up the aspect of the possibility this thing could be hacked or used for control.
Forget about just propaganda placement, having a chip embedded in you, and then all the websites that you can access through that chip will probably be monitored and censored, much like it is in China and now in Australia. China doesn't have the YouTube for the kids. Do you understand you don't want to be like China? China has the one-child policy. China has the mobile death vans where they harvest your organs. China has a system where you are guilty until proven innocent. China has a military on the streets, a true police state. And this is the global empire that the Wall Street Journal is saying is going to lead with the U.S. into the new world order. That's a headline out of the Wall Street Journal. But when Jason Burmes talks about the new world order, he's crazy pants McGinty. But when the Wall Street Journal, they're, you know, business McMasterson, they must be telling us the truth. And the new world order must be a good thing, and so must China. And they have been working on this thing for years, decades, centuries in some respects. And the same people that were in charge a couple hundred years ago, their descendants are in charge today. The Queen has just been exposed as signing government documents, shadow government documents, to establish Prince William as her successor, not Prince Charles. And they've been quietly doing so. Well, if the royal family is supposed to be out of power, why are they being briefed by Parliament? Why are they drafting shadow government legislation? It's because they're still in power, dummies. They never gave up their power. They've cloaked it. They've hidden it. Right in plain sight. It's the Info Warrior coming back with your phone calls after this. Final episode of the year, folks.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Continue to take your calls, 888-201-2244, 512-646-1776. Coming into the next segment, I'm also going to play this clip of Max Baucus, the Democrat, promoting health care legislation 2 days before Christmas, stinking drunk on the House floor. Okay, he's like babbling, we need to work together, I can't even, And these are the people that are supposed to be governing us. They're supposed to be actually responsible to us. We're their constituents. But these people are out of control. They're over the top. They have little to no regard for the little guy, you and me. Before I go to Eric in Pennsylvania, I just noticed this on the table here. People Magazine put this thing out. If we could show this for the PrisonPlanet.tv heads. People scandals that rocked America, an eye-popping look at famous names, bad choices, and big headlines. Now, these are the scandals that rocked America, folks. There is not one scandal of substance in the book or on either cover. Let's see what kind of fluff piece this really is. Okay, top left, Britney Spears shaves her head. Absolutely doesn't affect me in any way, shape, or form. Zero. Zero. That a pop star who's on drugs, who recently got a picture of her hoonanny taken right before it, shaved her head. That's not a big scandal. Oh my God, she has clippers. That's a huge scandal. Okay, what's next to her? The O.J. Simpson case. It's O.J. with the gloves on, but they don't fit, but they're on his hands. So you must acquit. But they don't fit, but they're on his hands. So you must. I can barely move my fingers around these things. I am an innocent man. Again, O.J. Simpson, zero geopolitical impact whatsoever. Scandals that rocked America. Let's take it down a notch. Oh, Mel Gibson got drunk and said some naughty things. Yeah, that had an effect. Oh, wait, no, that didn't have an effect on my life. Wow. Who knew? Right? A blonde hooker who happens to be a billionaire heiress made a sex tape. That rocked America? Scandals that rocked America. Folks, I'm going to go through every single one of these because even the political ones are a joke. And by political ones, I mean political. Well, I guess I could say dose, even though neither of them have anything to do with politics. So I move over one. And wow, the SEC went after Diane Sawyer. While they didn't do their job against multinational corporations and banks, they decided to go. Oh, I'm sorry. Not Diane Sawyer, Martha Stewart. They decided to go after Martha Stewart, who may have done some insider trading. These people do it on a level you can't even comprehend in the billions and trillions every single day. But they went after somebody who cooks a mean pot roast and is on television to make an example. To show you again, even though this woman, who has millions and millions of dollars, a lot of power in some people's eyes, still is not part of this elite class system that likes to promote the garbage that you see on your newsstands. So what's next to her? Oh, look at Kobe Bryant. A tear trickles down his eye as he has to admit that he cheated on his wife. Even though she's rocking like a $2 million ring and we all know he was going to cheat. Really? Basketball players cheat on their wives? Golf players cheat on their wives? Millionaire sports stars cheat? I can't believe it. I got two words for you, folks. Steve Garvey, okay? There's a guy that went to town, okay? And he was open about it. Who cares? And then right under Kobe Bryant
is Spitzer. Yeah, again, Spitzer paid for a hooker? You mean people in Washington, D.C. get prostitutes? I can't believe it. I thought that industry was dead. Laugh out loud. We're going to go out after the back cover after this and keep going with your calls to the InfoWar with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
When they tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero.
You see, folks, there's nothing wrong with getting your hands dirty, with getting out there and trying to make a difference. And whether that difference be in the geopolitical arena or in your own family or even in your own workplace, you know, bring the truth everywhere you go. That doesn't mean that you need to have your own radio show or make your own films or pass out flyers or pass out DVDs. There are so many things that you can do outside of that. You can call your congressman. You can run for state senate. You can become a member of the PTA. You can get involved in city council. There is so much out there for all of us to do if we want to take back our constitutional republic. All right, I want to cover the back cover of this people scandals. We just went over Britney Spears, O.J. Simpson, Mel Gibson, Paris Horton. I'm sorry, did I say Horton? I meant Hilton. Oh. Martha Stewart, Kobe Bryant, and Elliot Spitzer. Now let's go over to the back. Again, not one scandal of substance. Show me the real scandals. These are the scandals that rocked America. Okay, we've got Lindsay Lohan, yet another hooker actress. What was the big scandal with Lindsay? Oh, a starlet drinks and does drugs. I can't believe it. But she was on the Disney Channel when she was younger. She drinks and does drugs. Oh, no. And then they've got Hugh Grant. Oh, again, Hugh Grant. Half of these are about prostitution, the oldest business in the book. They called it the oldest profession because it is, okay? Half of these are about prostitution. These are the scandals that rocked America. All right, so you get down, and to the left, it's Monica Lewinsky sleeping with Bill Clinton. Again, wow, men of power sleep around? That's the story that rocked America to its very core. And then right next to him is Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson. Janet with her booby coming out. And, of course, we all know that that wasn't a what was it, a wardrobe misfunction or malfunction as well. It's a wardrobe malfunction. Really, the only scandal that should have come out of that is the fact that they said it was the most viewed moment in television history, and there's no way that they could have known that unless they were keeping tabs on everybody's DVR and TiVo units, which they said they weren't doing. That's the real scandal on Boobiegate. Because who cares? Oh my God, I was subject to a pierced nipple for 2 seconds. Oh, my children, they'll never be the same again. Come on. So now we're down to the last five. I see Winona Ryder. That's a huge scandal. She stole some shoes.
Wow, now when you shoplift and you take some shoes, that's one of the biggest scandals that rocks America. Let's keep going with these things. We got George Michael. Everybody remembers the George Michael bathroom scandal. So you're telling me that a rich, lavish gay man tried to have gay sex or pick a guy up in a bathroom. Wow, that's a shocker. Oh, wait, that's not a shocker, and that's not a scandal that rocked America. Again, it has no bearing on your everyday lives, no bearing on your paycheck, no bearing on your freedom, no bearing on anything other than mesmerizing you into this gelatinous gook they call entertainment, infotainment, if you will. So let's wrap up the last three. I think it's model Amon. I don't know what her scandal is. Maybe it's that she married David Bowie. I don't know how that's a scandal. Then we got Phil Spector, whose only scandal is that he's a crazy murderer with wacky hair. And Phil Spector, for those that don't know, he's that producer that was on a power trip. He had some B-movie actress over at his house, somehow had convinced her to put a gun in her mouth, and then he blew her head off. Now, it sounds like this guy's a murderer. He needs to go to jail. It's not a big scandal. And then, of course, Charlie Sheen and his antics. Charlie Sheen is not, again, powerful women with, or powerful men with a bunch of women. I can't believe it. These are the scandals that rocked America. Give me a break. We're going to your calls after this. It's the Info Warrior.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
I roamed, I gazed, I gazed and stared. We
get to your phone calls in just a moment, but this one's out of the New York Times on Christmas. We've been talking about this death care bill that got passed. Catholic stance may help abortion aid plan. Hospital Association stance could provide political cover for Democrats. Most of the Catholics and Catholic bishops out there have basically stated, no, we're against this health care bill because it pays for abortions. However, all of the Catholic hospitals in this nation have signaled that they back the Senate's compromise on the issue, raising hopes of breaking an impasse in Congress and stirring controversy with the church. Now, I wonder how they get the consensus of all Catholic hospitals saying that they're supporting this bill. Obviously, this is a large piece of propaganda to sway those who are religious into thinking, don't worry, everything's okay. See, these Catholic hospitals say it's all right to have abortions. And in essence, really, the tops of the Catholic Church could care less because they're just as corrupt as anybody else. Hey-o! All right, let's continue with the callers. Let's go to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Jason. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Yes, Merry Christmas, brother.
All right, I want to tell my story, my top story for 2009. But first, I called in Alex Jones on Monday, and I told him about something, and I think I freaked him out a little bit. But, you know, I told you I work in a restaurant, and... You know, let me just back up. I want to give you a little background. When I was like 16, my grandmother was a nurse. She got me very into nutrition. That was like one of the ways I really became a good researcher because I wanted to know more about it.
Mm-hmm.
I always was like real interested. I always was into research. That really advanced me, right? So now, you know, fast forward, I'm working in a restaurant. Now, I clean the fryer. And... On the container, which is a 5-gallon container, which is what fryer oil comes in, I'm reading the ingredients. Mm-hmm. And there's this one on there called polydimethyl xylazine.
Okay.
And it's an anti-foaming agent. And I look it up, and it's silicone, like the same stuff that girls get their boobie implants with that is a cancer that now they have to get saline implants.
Yes.
So they're putting that in the food. They're putting that in the fryer oil, and
it's unbelievable. So it's, look, they're cutting the high fructose corn syrup out there, which is already poison, folks. It is not good for you, even though there's this huge campaign, especially this year, to tell you how great high fructose corn syrup is for you and how you're being paranoid and a bad mother if you think otherwise. They're cutting it with mercury. Look it up yourself. It's in the Washington Times. Mercury in the high fructose corn syrup. They want to put lithium in the water. There is silicone in your food. Go ahead, Eric.
So anyway, so you use the fryer, it spills on the thing. Well, there's a difference. When we just use pure vegetable oil, which is, if you should go to your favorite restaurant and tell them, yeah, look at the ingredients and make sure it's pure vegetable oil. If we use that, there's not a problem. But when we use this stuff and it spills on it, it turns into plastic. Like literal plastic. And guess what? It gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's bad enough they're putting the fryer oil. They're also putting it in your Coca-Cola syrup. It says it on the ingredients. Just read it up. Polydimethyl xylazine. Okay? Or you can Google anti-foaming agent. All right?
It all sounds extremely delicious. So, Eric, what do you got for me? What is the story of the year, my friend?
All right. Well, it's obviously not nearly as interesting as Jesse Ventura going around terrorizing the establishment with his new show, Conspiracy Theory. But it's, to me, I think this is probably the biggest story. You back up to, January 15th, $815 an ounce gold. You fast forward, December 3rd, 2009, $1,218 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
From November, okay, we have $1,030 an ounce to December, $1,218. That's a $200 increase in 1 month. In the decline of the dollar, that is, in my opinion, the top story of 2009.
That's a good one. And, you know, that's not one that we covered today. We're talking about the top stories of 2009, and it's really the death of the dollar and just the resurgence of gold. Gold has always maintained its value, but, you know, he just talked, and I thank you for the call, Eric, that back in 2008, and I remember right around Christmas, it was around $800 an ounce. It had gotten almost to 900. Might have even hit that 900 point before the new year. And then went down a little bit more. Now it's at 1200, an increase of almost $400. $400 in a year. And again, if you started in 2003 when it was under $300 an ounce, it has four times the value that it had less than a decade ago. Not really, because they've gutted the dollar, and even though it's worth $1,200, the dollar is so weak right now compared to where it was 6 years ago that it could be said you're really just maintaining the value of your money. All right, let's continue with the callers. 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. George in Illinois. George, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. How are you?
Good.
Hey, just before I get to my 2 points, that was me talking to Sean Hannity earlier. I don't know who put it on the web, but thank you for whoever did.
Yeah, it's on an Examiner article, and I had noticed it earlier in the week, but obviously I only do the show once a week now. And it was definitely something that I wanted to play because you were able to get out a lot of great points. And he really reveals himself saying that the military-industrial complex is why you and I, George, have freedom of speech. Freedom of speech, apparently, is not an inherent right. It is provided to us by the good people at GE, Northrop Grumman, and Raytheon, and Lockheed Martin. Go ahead, George.
Of course. Before I get to my story of the year, you got to see the new Sherlock Holmes movie, man. It's filled with all sorts of Illuminati propaganda.
Really? That's so disappointing. I like Guy Ritchie. Oh, man. Don't tell me that Guy Ritchie went to the dark side. Is that what you're telling me now?
He's deep in the dark side, bro.
All right.
My story of the year has to be the war on Pakistan. I think it's just a mess, and that's the military-industrial complex at work.
Now, when you say the war on Pakistan, let's talk about this for a little bit. Now, we know that Pakistan is really part of this effort to build a Eurasian Union. They always say that there's tribal wars on the border of Pakistan and Afghanistan. But for some time, we have infiltrated a lot of their government. In other words, the ISI was created through British intelligence and revamped from the CIA. We had involvements with them in the late 70s, the early 80s, BCCI banking. We know that Pakistani officials were funding the hijackers through U.S. intelligence. But now it seems like that is also the breeding ground and the beta test ground for a lot of the UAV drone attacks that the United States military is perfecting, sometimes using Xbox controllers to control these UAVs. And that is now extended from Pakistan worldwide. In fact, Chavez, and again, I'm no Chavez fan, I'm reporting this because this is in Bloomberg. Chavez says U.S. drone planes entered Venezuela. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez said U.S. pilotless planes have crossed the border recently from Colombia, and he's ordered his military to shoot down the drones if they appear in Venezuelan airspace again. So to me, it may be even bigger than this situation in Pakistan and Afghanistan, but really the birth of the next level of the military-industrial complex, drones and robotics to take people out. And I don't know if you remember this, but Fox ran a story where they were talking about these basically these robots that could live on biomass. In other words, dead people, animals, plant life. And then they had to change that and rescind it and say, oh, we didn't mean that they could actually eat dead bodies on the battlefield. It could only, you know, take plant life and small animal life. It could never be able to do that. What we're seeing is really the birth of Skynet. And I think that's very scary. We're seeing, you know, the Large Hadron Collider is a huge story from this year that no one's talked about. Even though they failed in their first attempt to hit these two huge particle beams to create life, they're continuing with their research, they're going forward, and they say they don't know what's going to happen. Did this cause the swirls in the sky of Norway and China? Is that something else? I don't know, but that's yet another huge story that has been neglected. I thank you for the call. The call line is 888-201-2244, or you can call 512-646-1776. Now, earlier, I talked about how the Rothschild family is trying to promote a new Broadway musical in which their rags-to-riches story is told. And remember, the Rothschilds should be elevated to that of godhood status. They've got the younger Rothschild running around promoting the global warming agenda of cap-and-trade and global governance, and it's here to save us while the banksters stay in the background. This one is out of the Business and Financial News. Reuters, Rothschild restructures its way up U.S. league tables. Some of Rothschild's top investment bankers were preparing for Thanksgiving last year in their homes in Connecticut when the opportunity of a lifetime presented itself. The U.S. government was looking to hire advisors to help it fix the crumbling auto industry that eventually crumbled and became a North American Union auto industry after the bailout. It was already moving in that direction, but now there are more plants in Canada and Mexico than the United States. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely? And they're being advised by the Rothschilds. Excellent. That's how my country should be run, by the Rothschilds. But it needed a team ready to go on the holiday weekend in late November, and it was concerned about potential conflicts among advisors who were already helping others in the troubled sector. And we will continue with this article and many others on the other side. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes going over the biggest stories of 2009. If you want your opinion to be heard, 888-201-2244. Back after this.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs.
The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
InfoWarrior.com. You can support this program by becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. Tell them Jason Burma sent you. For only $6 a month, you can get all of my films, all of Alex Jones's films, this radio/internet web show, as well as the Alex Jones Show, and so much more. Or you can get a copy of Fabled Enemies. Make dozens, hundreds, thousands of copies, hand them out, and make a difference in your community by exposing the international intelligence organization that really runs the show, the shadow government elements that are the tools of the elite, the national security apparatus that has now swallowed the bureaucracy it created, Homeland Security, to further install tyranny in this country and abroad. We're going to continue to take your calls, 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. And then coming up in the next segment, we're going to play Senator Max Baucus drunk on the House floor promoting the health care agenda and shouting down a fellow senator. Let's go to Adam in Minnesota. Adam, you're online.
Hi. I just recently started listening to your guys' show, and I think it is completely awesome.
Oh, thank you, man.
I don't have any stories about the news or anything because I don't really listen to it. I don't trust it.
What do you think? What do you think, Adam? You know, being somebody who's new to the show, what do you think the biggest story of 2009 was? And maybe what is the story that got you involved with InfoWars? In other words, how did you find Alex Jones or Jason Burmis? What story prompted that? Maybe that's the biggest story for you.
Actually, it was the 9/11 mm-hmm. and how that was a cover up.
Yeah, that's what brought you over to InfoWars. So what did you do? Did you come across a loose change, or did you come across a road to tyranny, or was it just you felt like, you know, you weren't being told the truth about 9/11, did some Google searches, came across InfoWars?
Yeah, it was YouTube. It was
Gotcha.
I saw the Barack Obama deception, and so I was like, all right, might as well watch it.
So, all right. So how do you come across an Obama? Let's talk about this, because this is, you know, how we get our information out there. Viral videos is a big part of the program here at the InfoWars team. How do you come across an Obama deception? Are you just surfing YouTube in the most popular sections? Does somebody send you a link? How do you get to the Obama deception?
It comes in as people have, you know, different videos and stuff of different related articles, you know, on 9/11, and then
what did you think was the most compelling part of the Obama deception? I mean, what really turned your head and said, whoa, there is something big going on here?
The shadow government. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always never trusted the government, so mm-hmm. that really turned me on to it.
Well, a lot of people, and I thank you for the call, Adam, don't even understand what the shadow government is, don't understand its history, don't understand that it's openly admitted not only that it exists, but it is the true power behind the Pentagon, the National Security Agency, and really our federal, legislative, and executive branches of government. It's an extension of the executive branch, really supersedes the executive branch of government. And this came into play during the nuclear age when they said, you know what, we do need some kind of a continuity of government in the case of a nuclear attack that may decapitate us. How can we still have constitutional government if this occurs? So it was started out again, the road to hell is always paved with good intentions. Now, it was manipulated over the years, and really when Reagan took his presidency, then Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush was the head of this continuity of government or shadow government program. And he took that opportunity to revamp it entirely, the birth of the sole source contract. People like Cheney and Rumsfeld in intricate positions. And then lo and behold, on the morning of 9/11 itself, the shadow government is running drills with other agencies, both here and internationally. Interesting. And then they're on the scene of the Pentagon and the World Trade Center attack. Weird. But the shadow government doesn't exist. We're going to come back after this, play the Max Baucus clip. It's the Info War with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
Running to Babylon, running. to Babylon. Me, you there in Babylon.
You know, I got away from this story by taking calls last segment, kind of forgot about it. Rothschild restructures the way, or its way up U.S. league tables. And in this article, it basically says how Rothschild advisors not only helped with the auto bailouts, but much, much more. The venerable investment bank, which traces its roots to the 18th century German founder, Mayor Amschel Rothschild, and is still owned by the family, also came in number 9 in the league tables for Europe, up from number 12 last year. I like how they say that they're not numero uno. Folks, the Rothschild estate is a sovereign nation located in the middle of London where they print endless amounts of money out of thin air. Oh, but no, they're not powerful. But now they have to announce their power. As an advisory-only firm, Rothschild will never be as large as the big banks that often combine providing capital with advice, he said. But we don't manage our business for league tables. No, this is just the spider really growing and outsourcing and becoming more of a leviathan, an octopus, encompassing even more and more of what they do. It's not just banking anymore. It's global governance. It's cap and trade. It's the auto industry. We're the Rothschilds, and we know best. So go check out that article. It's out of Reuters. Rothschild restructures its way up U.S. league tables. All right, I promised I would play this clip, and it is pretty damn hilarious. I may cut it off. It's a couple minutes long. It's actually 5 minutes on the web, 5 and a half. But we're going to jump in where Max Baucus has already babbled about this health care bill and how he wanted partisan reform, and so did I think he's talking about Ted Kennedy at one point. Drunk out of his mind, can't even get out a sentence. And then I think it's Wicker, the Republican senator, tries to jump in, and he gets shouted down by a drunken Max Baucus. Let's hit the clip.
Work together as health care reform. Where is the senators going to stand up in that cell and say, you bet, we want to work together past health care reform? This senator tried mightily to get bipartisan support.
Will the gentleman yield just briefly?
Iowa, who I've been working with for a long, long time, and they just kept their pulled away. Senator Grassley, I don't want to speak for him, but I know he wanted to get health care reform passed on a bipartisan basis. I know that's the case. But frankly, he got pressured, and he just couldn't do it. I have highest respect and regard for him. He just couldn't do it.
And then eventually it dawned on them that my friends on the other side of the aisle wanted to Europeanize the health care system of the United States of America to cut Medicare.
I'm going to reclaim my time.
I thank the gentleman for yielding.
I want to tell a senator that is not what happened. I was in the room constantly. I talked to those senators many, many times. That is not what happened. I'll tell you what did happen. Your leadership pressured them not to work together. There is no European-style effort in that room. That is a totally untruthful statement. Totally untruthful statement. None whatsoever.
Thank the gentleman for briefly yielding.
We're passing a bill here. It's unique to the American solution. It provides competition. It helps doctor-patient relationship. So that assertion, working toward European solution, is entirely untrue. It's entirely false. The fact is that those senators did not want to work with us. It's regrettable. It's highly regrettable. And you know what, Mr. President, one of the biggest travesties, I think, here, there was not a good faith effort on that side of the aisle to come up with a constructive, comprehensive alternative to the Democratic version of health care reform. If there had been a constructive, honest alternative to health care reform, we could have had a real good debate. You know, what's the better approach to solving the health care problems in our country? That did not ever happen. Did not ever happen at all. Rather, they didn't come up. They didn't have anything. They didn't have a health care bill. None whatsoever. The only one that kind of came up a little bit was over in the House, because after all the criticism, the Republicans don't have an alternative. Finally, the Republicans in the House came with an alternative. It was very, very small. There wasn't much to it.
Alternative.
To be honest, the Congressional Budget Office said it hardly increased any coverage whatsoever. It was not really a comprehensive health care reform bill. And there's been none in the United States Senate on the Republican side. No alternative for a comprehensive health care reform bill. So I just want the public to know that we've worked very hard to get a bipartisan bill. And that's the aisle.
Well, if you've worked so hard, Max, and let's pull this clip, why did you show up drunk on the House floor to promote a bill that supports and promotes death care? The case for killing Granny. This other headline out of the New York Times, in which they promote slow euthanasia through drugging someone to death. So they just take a permanent nap instead of, you know, a nap to get better. We're not trying to get people better anymore. We're trying to put them on their way so we can stabilize the population, because Ted Turner loves us. Ted Turner loves us, and so do the rest of the globalists. People like Michael Bloomberg love us. Bill Gates loves us. I mean, what's to discuss? Warren Buffett loves me. In fact, right after this, I'm printing out a picture of Warren Buffett and I'm kissing him on the forehead. David Rockefeller loves me too. Except for when you actually talk to Ted Turner, and in a 1996 interview, he said that he wanted 250 to 300 million people on the earth. About a, you know, what would that be? You know, 5% of the population today? About 5%. But now he said, no, 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 those numbers aren't me. That's not Teddy Turner, baby. That's not the largest landowner in the United States. By his own admission, he owns more land per acreage than anybody else in the world. The largest landowner has now said, well, that's not me. I'm the president of the United Nations Foundation. And, you know, the United Nations Foundation is saying, you know, 2 to 3 billion. Oh, so we're going to kill 50 to 70% of the population then. Because you don't get to 2 or 3 billion from 6.5 billion folks unless you kill a bunch of people. And that's why, you know, for the longest time, we had Eric P. Holdren's masterwork, Ecoscience, sitting here, where they say they have to make it like a religion, where they say they want to put sterilants in the water in order to control the populace. And Ted Turner's out there, you know, I talked about in the first hour of my program how great China is, how much we should just love China and become like China. He's actually on the record, maybe we can pull this up for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, saying that China's one and two child policies are not draconian. Just type in Ted Turner, China's policies, not draconian. Really? It's not draconian to tell somebody how many children they're allowed to have. It's not draconian to tax them if they have more than that amount of children. It's not draconian to take their children away and put them to work for the state. Well, thank you so much, Ted Turner, for clearing that up for me. There it is right there. Ted Turner says Chinese oppression, not draconian. And that's out of the Population Research Institute, but it's all over. All you have to do is do a little googly-oogly, little Google, and you can find it. I want to go over some of the up-to-date stories that I haven't hit up today. Again, we've really been focusing on what is the top story of the year. Was it ClimateGate? Was it Hardin, Montana? Was it the Give Act? Is it this health care bill? Is it Jesse Ventura and his new show? Is it 1207? So many things to discuss. Was it Copenhagen and the three-page agreement that people signed on to, including our own president of the United States? Was it the G20? Was it the police brutality out in Pittsburgh this year? Could be any of those things. So much has happened in the last 12 months. Gold, is gold the biggest story of the year? Are the Joker posters the biggest story of the year? Where does 20 minutes with the president rank? That's a big story. And we continue to bring you the real news here at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's see right here. This one is kind of interesting to me because this is unprecedented. Now, for those out there that still don't have the cable television, I'm with you. I don't have cable TV at home. It's not because I'm against cable. I just don't really have that much time or money to spend on cable television. I'm in this office a lot. And I have an HD TV. I've hooked it up with a tuner. It gets killer reception. Like, if you don't have a new HD TV and the bunny ears, it's not only bunny ears anymore. They're making these antennas in all different shapes and sizes. But you have these new extended antennas, and they can get a 1080p signal even clearer than you can get from digital cable, folks. I mean, you are like, whoa, I can't believe this signal. Now, you get basically, you know, ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. You get the four big networks. And then a bunch of Spanish stations and then offshoots of those four big networks and public access and that sort of thing. Now, Fox is saying those are given away free is what I'm saying. And they usually give all those stations away free to the big cable companies. But Time Warner Cable is now in negotiations with Fox because Fox doesn't want to give up Fox for free anymore. They're making the argument that now that there are so many more cable stations out there and the advertising revenue isn't what it used to be, they're now going to start charging for regular Fox programming. So if something doesn't happen in the next week, by December 31st, Time Warner Cable is no longer going to have American Idol. They'll no longer have The Simpsons. I know people are like, American Idol? Oh my God! I need to get on the phone right now with Time Warner. I need to get on the phone with Fox. If people knew their American Idol was being threatened right now on Time Warner Cable, there would be an uproar. I myself am a little bit more worried about things like animation domination. In fact, when I go home to New York, we do have the Time Warner Cable there. I will be quite heartbroken if the next time I visit my home there, I cannot get some Simpsons action or the Family Guy. And you know what? Man, I wanted to make this point, and I totally and completely forgot. And I just remembered. I talked about it last week on this program that The Simpsons had this segment with Homer in which Homer and Lisa are exchanging about global warming. And you know what? Maybe I'll grab a thumb drive and try to get this on in the final segment. Maybe we can make the magic happen here, Ryan. That's what I'm telling. We're going to make some magic happen in this last segment. So anyway, he's talking to Lisa about global warming. I don't know if you're going to be able to pull it, Ryan. I'm probably going to have to go get a thumb drive and get the downloaded episode so we can put it on TV. Anyway, he's talking to Lisa about global warming, and she's saying, well, it can cause climate at both extremes. And then as Homer is doing the right thing and calling her a crazy person and La La Land, he throws up the Hook'em Horns, a.k.a. the El Diablo. I won't do it in full, but he literally connects it, and then boom, it's very quick. And it is completely unnecessary and really bothered me because I had spoke about this joke on the air saying, well, look what we have here. We've got the representation of the biggest idiot in America, Homer Simpson, the dumb invalid dad, the guy that doesn't know anything, the guy who gets dumber and dumber every single season. And he thinks that global warming is fake. So now if you associate yourself with the dumb guy and think that global warming's fake, you're bad. And then, of course, Lisa Simpson, who is notoriously the smartest person on The Simpsons program, his daughter, who they also had this weird Wiccan episode a couple weeks ago that was very bothersome to me as well. She starts saying that, of course, it is real. But then as soon as he starts to say it's not real, for some reason, he throws up the devil symbol. So for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, coming up in the next segment, come hell or high water, I am going to try to run to my computer, find the file, and throw it, get a USB drive ready for me, okay, with at least 175 megabytes of space. And we'll throw that on, and we're going to show that to people. Is that the biggest story of 2009? No, it's not. But it is definitely something worth noting, worth talking about. And again, we got on that subject because Fox wants to charge Time Warner to carry its station. And Time Warner is saying it's not going to do it. This shows the decline in the influence in the mainstream media. This is why the print medium is going down. This is why Ted Turner doesn't have half the power that he had. He's still got a lot of power, but he doesn't have half the power he had 15 years ago before he was swindled with the Time Warner AOL deal.
And he knows he got swindled there, and he admits it's the worst mistake he's ever made in his life. How he could think that AOL was going to be big in the future markets when they really were on a system of dial-up and instant messenger. Look, folks, it's kind of like Napster. You know, Napster was great for its time. It's dead in the water now. Even, you know, the offshoots out there like Rhapsody and others, they're okay, but they're dominated by iTunes because of the media perception that iTunes is cool and everybody needs iTunes. And if you have a regular MP3 player, you're not cool. You need an iPod. And if you have an old iPod, you're kind of lame. You really want an iPod Touch. And if you have an iPod Touch, you want the bigger iPod Touch. And, you know, da 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 da. It's all about status symbols. You know, the MP3 player works just as well. The MP3 player is less draconian, but through slick advertising with silhouettes of people dancing around to Bob Dylan and you seeing little headphone jacks that instead of being black or white and it's got a cool color scheme, you want iTunes. It's called propaganda. Edward Bernays wrote about it in his book, Propaganda, the Father of Public Relations. They know how to manipulate you into wanting things you don't need. And not only do you want the things that you don't need, you worship the things you don't need. You lust after the things that you don't need. You lust after that leather jacket. You lust after that convertible. You lust over that wristwatch. You lust over that iPhone. You want it more than you want actual personal human relationships with others. You identify more with a product and product placement than you do your family and friends. That is a problem. It dehumanizes us all, whether we realize it or not. Humanity is no longer as important. Consumerism is. And remember, after 9/11, what did they tell you? Buy more stuff. Keep buying stuff. If we don't keep buying stuff, hell is coming towards us. It's all about purchasing crap you don't need to accumulate a consumer idealism, where your life is based around what the puppet masters tell you. You need this type of credit card. You need this phone. You need this type of car. You need to pay your carbon tax. You need to, or the polar bears are going to die. We're here to save the world. You need it. We're going to come back, hopefully, with this Simpsons clip and much, much more in the final segment of the final Info Warrior this year. If you missed any of it, remember, go to theinfowarrior.com and pick up the podcast after the show.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true.
Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Segment of the final Info Warrior this year. We're going to go to some final calls in just a moment, but I want to make sure that PrisonPlanet.tv viewers are queued in right now. Okay, we're going to play this segment of The Simpsons that makes you feel like an idiot if you believe in global warming. And then on top of that, watch it, PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. As Homer Simpson talks, he throws up the El Diablo. Hit the clip.
Gee, Lisa, looks like tomorrow I'll be shoveling 10 feet of global warming.
Global warming can cause weather at both extremes, hot and cold.
I see, so you're saying warming makes it colder. Well, aren't you the queen of crazy land? Everything's the opposite of everything. La-di-da-di-da. I'm Lisa Simpson. La-di-da-di-da.
Really? Really?
All right, let's stop it right there, because we're going to play this one more time. Bring it back to the 145. As soon as he says that everything is the opposite of everything, in other words, an as-above-so-below-ment motif, he throws up the El Diablo. And boy, guys, that looks great off that computer. I think that's the first time we've played anything that looks so good and is in real time. So we should keep that in mind. So let's hit the clip one more time off of the passport drive. Go ahead.
Gee, Lisa, looks like tomorrow I'll be shoveling 10 feet of global warming.
Global warming can cause weather at both extremes, hot and cold.
I see, so you're saying warming makes it colder. Well, aren't you the queen of crazy land? Everything's the opposite of everything. La-di-da-di-da. I'm Lisa Simpson. La-di-da-di-da.
So again, the biggest idiot character, again, is telling the truth about global warming, but he's the one who's made out to be crazy. And really, the coup de grace is the symbolism with the El Diablo as he talks about the opposite of everything. All right, let's go to Allie in Pennsylvania. Allie, you're online.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say that to me, the story of the year would be Baxter sending out vaccine place of bird flu. Yes,
absolutely.
Very big story. Not a lot of people know about it.
You know what? We haven't covered that in so long. We were one of the first people to really discuss it. But back in February of this year, Baxter sent out to 14 countries, including the Ukraine, doses of the quote-unquote bird flu vaccine, and then they said that they were mixing agents that had not only live bird flu in it, but other types of viruses. And when they tested it on ferrets there, it killed them. And immediately the science said this could not be by accident. There were many foreign stories. It really did not hit the national media here. Bloomberg did report on that. And, you know, we talked briefly about the H1N1 scare, but that is a huge story. I thank you for the call, Allie. All right, let's take one more final caller, Jacob in Nebraska. Jacob, you're our last caller of the year.
Okay, great, because what I'm going to say is that we need a new world order. We need a global system, no borders, no wars, a single language. People wouldn't be having wars with each other. Mm-hmm. We need a
And how do we do this? Jacob, how do we do this without killing a bunch of people or enslaving a bunch of people? Explain that to me. How does that happen?
Killing? Well, why would you need to kill people?
Well, some nations aren't going to go along with it. Especially if it's under international law. Some people are going to want their own constitution and bill of rights. So how do you get those people to join? Because there's a movie out there that promotes this idea that's within this patriot movement. It's Zeitgeist Addendum. But then it says that the entire problem, the reason that we need this thing is because of scarcity. That's why man is not good to one another. In other words, there's not enough for everybody. Well, there is enough for everybody. They create artificial scarcity. And let me say this, Jacob. If a new world order was about peace on earth and everybody getting along in this utopian society where nobody would have to sacrifice, I would be all for it. But when you read their own documents, that's not what it's about. I really wish I had some more time with you. You call in next week. I'll give you at least a half an hour. Maybe we'll discuss it for an hour. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmish. You missed any of it, go to theinfowarrior.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.